Neil, you guys battling a tie game and then that line change sort of proves costly. Is it just example, not a lot of room for error when you're playing a team like St. Louis?
Yeah, exactly. Playing the defending Stanley Cup champions, and you can't afford to make too many mistakes, so we got to learn from it and move on.
What'd you learn from your group in these two games?
Well, we battled, I know that for sure. But at the end of the day, it wasn't enough, and we got to have a little more to come through and pull out a W.
Seems like the penalty kill is often like just almost there, and you know, you get, in this case, almost get to the end of that one and it ends up in the back of your net. What do you think's sort of going wrong right now on the kill?
Well, first and foremost, I blame myself. I mean, I've been out there for way too many penalty kill goals, and structure-wise, I think the coaches are doing a good job. It's just myself personally, I get the job done. You see the guy coming across in front of the net, that's my guy, I got to pick him up.
You guys hadn't seen St. Louis until the other day. They're obviously a big, heavy, strong team. I mean, do you feel that they're hard to battle down low, and you guys maybe struggled at times with that?
Yeah, for sure. They had a lot of zone time. They got some big forwards, big defensemen. They're able to guard the puck really well. So I think for us, we got to use our quickness and our skill to try to beat them to those loose pucks.
What are some of the keys to sticking together when it's not going quite as smoothly, like when you're playing okay but not getting the results?
Well, it's a long season. We had the good stretch there in November, and now we've hit a little bump in the road, so that's okay because every team goes through adversity. So I think it's a good challenge for us to turn the ship here.
In terms of getting confidence on the PK, I mean, is it just a matter of stacking good kills, or how do you sort of approach? I know it's one at a time, but I mean,
yeah,
just trying to get that.
Yeah, like anything, you get a bunch in a row, you get some confidence under your belt. And that way you don't even think. You're making your own reads and you're fine.
Long change. What are some of the challenges of a long change in the second period? You know, all teams go through it, but what are some of the specific challenges to that?
A lot of the challenges is communication, and that's on us on the bench, so we got to be ready to know who's going out. And we like to say one defenseman at a time, but sometimes we get two. So I'll go back to communication, and that's the number one thing when we have the long change in the second.
I guess that said, two is also really heads-up play by Pietrangelo, right, to make that long pass. And
Yeah, I mean, they made a good play, but I think at the same time it's preventable. So, you know, it's on with the guys on the ice and with the guys off the ice. It's a unit. It's 20 guys. We got to be ready, and we got to be aware.